Good morning. Welcome to the conference call. Shelley, please begin the call. Thank you.
Hello, Chingmi?
Yes, please begin, ma'am. Thank you.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the 2016 third quarter conference call. This morning, we have uploaded our announcement and PowerPoint slides to our website. Our website is www.ircgroup.com.hk. We'll be using the PowerPoint slides for the call. The presentation will be hosted by our CEO, Mr. Yuri Makarov, and by our CFO, Mr. Danila Kotiyarov. At the end of the presentation, there will be a Q&A session, which you can ask in English, Mandarin, and Cantonese. 欢迎来到铁岗研货2016年第三季度的营业资料电话会议。以下的会议将会用英语进行。会议的资料可以在我们的网站 www.ircgroup.com.hk里面下载。 会议将会由我们的首席执行官 Yuri Makarov 先生和我们的首席财务官 Danila Kotiyarov 讲解。之后会有一个答问的环节，欢迎大家用英语、普通话或者广东话去发问的。 Over to you, Yuri.
Thank you, Shirley. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. I'm very glad that you're here to listen about what we have achieved within last quarter. If you will pay your attention to our presentation, slide number 5, you will see that within last last couple of months, we achieved quite a good success. We have produced roughly about 40,000 tons of, or 44,000 tons of our final product called iron ore concentrate. We have sold 22,000 tons out of these 44. We have received money for these 22,000 tons, which means that our clients are satisfied with our product and they're very happy without it. And we are very sure that within next couple of months we will on the full production capacity as we guided you previously. Our first iron ore mine, which called Kuranak, it's still under the current maintenance. It's quite satisfactory, but it's not producing anything. We are still in the discussion with the company called CNEC, which is our main contractor for the processing plant of KNS. And we are discussing with them when we should sign the takeover certificate. Talking about what we have done from the technical point of view, you can see on the next slide, number 6, that we are progressing with the commissioning process. We have reached the 60% capacity of our production. We have tested almost all parts of the plant. Unfortunately, but which is usual, we identified a number of issues which should be addressed, and that makes us stop for a couple of weeks recently. We have fixed quite a lot of these issues, and we recommence production last week. We expect that this week we will start testing of the drying unit, and which will be fully tested by the period when we will reach full capacity. As I mentioned, I am very happy to mention it once again. We have made our first shipments, and our latest shipments are going on now. Right now, I am on site and I'm listening to the sound of the wagons, which is like a good music for me. So generally, that's all highlights of what we have done without big technical details, but I will be happy to answer to your questions if there will be any in the Q&A session later. On the next slide, number 7, you can see picture which makes me feel very good because it's stockpiles of our final product. It's a wet concentrate storage building where we stockpiling our final product, and using this machine called Reclimer, we are delivering it, we are reclaiming it to the conveyors which are moving concentrate to the railroads. Once again, I will be happy to answer to more detailed questions in the Q&A session, and now I will ask Danila to give us more information about the Forex, about financial position and other interesting things. Thank you.
Thank you, Yura. I can quickly run through the couple of slides related to financials of the group. If you look at the slide number 8, usually a short update about the movements with the ruble rate and the price of an iron ore. As you can see, the rate of the ruble, although there was a slight appreciation in average during Q3, the rate of the ruble remained on a level of roughly 64.5 rubles a dollar, which is quite comfortable to us as a company, which expenses are mainly are denominated in rubles, while revenues are denominated in USD. And in terms of the iron, although you probably seen that there was a slight decline in the price of the iron at the end of the Q3, as you can see, the benchmark has lowered slightly to a level of $55 a ton. Although as of today, it rebounded a bit. As of today, it's roughly $58 a ton, and we can also mention that our pricing of our product, which is when we all will be in a full production capacity, it's a high quality product. Our benchmark of the plus is 65% iron. As of today, the Platts of this grade of the iron is roughly $68 a ton, which is quite comfortable with us as well. On the next slide, 10, you can see a snapshot of our current liquidity situation. As you can see, as of end of Q3, the unaudited cash balance of the group was around 15 million US, which is including 2 million of the disarray deposits we are holding with ICBC, and it's not including the fully funded performance bond which we are holding with ICBC against the performance of CNAC under the APC contract. The total amount of the debt with ICBC, which is the only loan we have outstanding at the moment, amounts to 255 million, and as we mentioned in our trading update, we are due to repay the ICBC loan at the end of this year, which is a total amount of a payment amounts to roughly 26 million US, including interest and principal. And as we mentioned in our trading update, we have a number of the options on how we can service this. One of the options that, because of the delay with the commission of KNS, we have the rights on claiming on the bond, which I mentioned already. Although it's not the only option, we also, in a discussion with ICBC regarding the potential restructuring of the loan, and we will update you on the progress of this in due course. And we also are looking at some other opportunities, including the raising of additional funds, if we are going to come to this conclusion. So I think that covers this section, so I'm handing it over to Yura again. Yura?
Yes, Daniel, thank you. Actually, our slides about operations, they are repeating what we are usually describing for our new investors. That's generally overall information about company, which is not reflecting what have been achieved within last couple of months, which we are usually reporting about. So should I make full presentation, or I should simply wait for the questions if there are any from the new clients or new shareholders or new press people who are online?
Yes, I think we can go to the Q&A session now. We'll be opening the floor to Q&A.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. If you would like to register for a question, please press star 1. Once again, it's star 1 to register for a question. Thank you. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, to register for a question, please press star 1. Our first questions come from Doris Ao Yong from AA Stock. Please go ahead.
您好，我是 A Stock 的 Doris， 请问就是你们对于第四季的一个生产的预计和销售的预计是怎么样？然后对于铁矿的一个价格指引有没有？请问
？Okay, let me repeat the question so that our CEO can answer. The participant wants to know, Europe.About our Q4, what is our Q4 production guidance and the sales guidance? And also, I think this part Daniela can answer. She wants to know about what's our view on the forecast of the coming quarter on iron ore.
Yes, if I might, I can answer the question. So in terms of the guidance of the production this year, I think right now, as we mentioned already on the call earlier, while we are in the process of increasing the capacity of the plant, as we mentioned in our trading update, after resolving a number of technical issues which we have identified during the 72-hour test, we have reached the peak capacity of the plant around percent of the maximum. So we are working and focusing right now on increasing the capacity in reaching the maximum. In order to do that, as we mentioned in our trading update, there are a number of technical issues which are required to be resolved. And our plan is to resolve these issues together with the process of operations and increasing of the capacity in the next few months. So right now it's difficult to give an exact guidance in terms of the number of the production until the year end, although we as a management team, we are aiming to increase the capacity as soon as possible. I hope that answers the question number one. In terms of the price of the iron and the outlook, as we are mentioning, usually we are not the one whose job is to do the prediction of the price. We can only admit that the price at this moment has stabilized around the level where is it now. As I mentioned already, we have seen at the end of Q3 some decline in the price, although right now we see the increase, and we can admit a number of positive trends in pricing, because usually closer to the end of the year, in the winter, the price of iron usually are declining a bit. Although this year we see an opposite move. So I can only underline again that the level of the price where it is now is quite comfortable with IRC, and we are looking. Although our focus as a management is on the control of the cost of the project, because the price is not in the control with. So I hope that answers the question.
Doris, 你有没有听到？
哎，
帮我发力吧。
OK， 然后我还能继续发问吗？
啊，可以的。
然后请问一下，在你们的材料方面有提到过中国的需求是比较良好的，但是我认为中国现在是有一个去产能的一个情况，那么为什么管理层对于这方面会有一个乐观的情绪？然后管理层预计什么时候能够扭亏为盈？谢谢。
最后的依据你可不可以重复一下？管理层。
预计什么时候能够扭亏为盈？
So the question from the participant will be, she thinks that the demand from China, we have been seeing that the demand from Chinese customers are quite good, but it seems that in the general market there has been capacity a decrease from the market. So why would we think that the demand would still be good for China? And also when can IRC turn into making profits?
All right, I will try to answer the best as well. If I might ask to look at the slides number 14, it lays out the basic information about the demand, supply, and a demand on the market which we are aiming to. I can remind that due to the geography of KNS and of IRC, we are located quite closely with the north with northeast of China. So our ideal market where we are supplying our product, and we've been supplying our product over the past 6 years, is the northeast of China. And as you can see, our marketing analysis shows that it's clear that there is a shortage of supply of iron ore from the mines located in the provinces in the northeast of China. And we can also admit that there is a particular shortage of supply of a high quality product. So if you look at the difference between the benchmark index, which is a 62, and the index and the Platts on the high grade, you can see there is a significant premium, and which exactly reflects this increased demand on a good, on a high quality iron ore. So, on the basis of this, and on the basis of our constant negotiations with the customers who are located in the northeast of China, we are quite confident in a good demand on our product. So what I can only answer is that, yes, we obviously worried about some decline in the economic activity in China, and I think that was the major reason why people have been quite negative about outlook on iron ore. So although we can also admit that with the number of initiatives which are in progress in China at the moment, including the initiative related with the project connected with One Belt, One Road, we can see that despite this sentiment of declined economic activity, there is an increase in demand on the iron ore, and there is, as I mentioned already, increase in demand on the high quality iron ore. So we believe that our product it has a good demand, especially in the northeast of China. So I hope that answers your question. Regarding the second question, you asked when IRC can make profit. I'm afraid that we cannot give the guidance. The guidance is of now. Although I can admit that with our plans to be in the full capacity of KNS soon, and with the prices of iron on the level where we see now, we believe that next year should be a good one. I hope that answers.
Thank you.
Thank you once again, ladies and gentlemen. To register for a question, please press star 1. Once again, it's star 1 to register for a question. Thank you. Our next questions come from Mr. Danny Chen. Please go ahead. Mr. Chen, please begin with your question. Thank you.
Hi. My name is Danny, and I'm a private investor. I would like to ask about in the PowerPoint, I see you have $200,000 per day for earnings, but when I sum it up for 365 days, I cannot get the EBITDA for $82 million. So can you let me know how can you calculate that amount?
Yes, thank you for the question. I can give you an explanation. I think you are talking about slide 12. If you look at the below, there is information about which assumptions we've been using in order to came to the number which you are talking about. So you can look at this. Although I think the basic comment will be that we are talking about the full capacity of the plant. And if I got your question right, you've been asking how a 24,000 of the product we produce during Q3 might be equal to the volumes of the production and the profitability which we mentioned on the slide 12. And again, the answer is very easy, that because in Q3 we have been and we are remaining in the process of a commission of the project, so this is not really a number which you should use as in order to do the calculation of the capacity and profitability of the plant when it reaches the full capacity. So I hope it explains.
No, I'm okay with that. The next question I would like to ask is when can you bring up to 6.4 million tons? Can you let me know when what is the time frame that you can bring the production from 3.2 million tons to 6.4 million tons?
6.4 million, I think you are talking about the stage 2 of KNS. We are not in the progress with this yet because the obviously the focus of management right now is to reach the full capacity of stage 1. So we're analyzing the outlook on the expansion project of Yason KNS, which obviously you realize will require a lot of investment. So we will get back to this idea as soon as we reach the full the capacity of stage 1, and we will analyze the demand and also the funding opportunities which will be required in order to initiate this this expansion.
Thanks a lot. Thank you.
Thank you very
Thank
much.
You. Thank you once again, ladies and gentlemen. To register for a question, please press star 1. Thank you, and it seems to be no further question.
Once again, thank you for dialing in, and we hope to see you again in the next quarter. Goodbye.
Thank you, everybody. Bye.
Thank you. This concludes your conference.